CoVenture is a relatively new co-working space in Carbondale on Main Street, right across from KD&K. Last evening, the space hosted a discussion featuring Amory Lovins, chief scientist and co-founder at the Rocky Mountain Institute. The discussion, which took place in front of a packed house, was moderated by Brad Feld, a new resident of Aspen, venture capitalist, and philanthropist. The discussion lasted about 1 hour, with questions from the audience rounding out the evening. These are some of the highlights from that discussion.
Thanks, everybody, for coming. I'm Brad Feld. Tonight's all about Amory, and I personally love origin stories, so I love the dynamic of having to rewind the clock and, let's say, go back in time 50 years. So 50 years ago would have been 1969. What were you doing and what were you thinking sort of at that point, at the very beginning of what it has been a pretty remarkable journey over the last 50 years?
Oh, that was an interesting year. Okay. My squash partner, Sudhir Anand, said, well, I've got this nicely paying, cushy thing called a senior scholarship of Merton College. So I applied. So halfway through the shortlist interview, I discovered I was being interviewed for a much more exalted postdoc thing called a junior research fellowship. And it happened that that used the same form, but there was no place to check which one you were applying for. So they didn't know what to do with a grad student with no first degree, so they put me in that bin, and I got that. So anyway, that was a pretty exciting year.
A little bit of being at the right place at the right time, as well as just taking some initiative. Sounds like about a two-year journey from the first paper in Foreign Affairs being published, the critiques coming back, the response to the critiques. Like, was there anything in the feedback that stimulated any new thinking on your part?
I think I'd pretty well covered the technical angles, but it was quite an education in Kuhn's thesis about paradigms and how people think in herds. They get set ways of stating a problem and viewing a problem and thinking what they could do about it. It was the beginning of a many decades education in how to help people think differently, rearrange their mental furniture, regain beginner's mind or child mind or original mind, in which you let go of preconceptions and assumptions and just look at what is and see it in a different way. Carbon pricing, although valuable and important, and I'm all in favor of it, is not sufficient, and it is not actually essential, even though I love to see it. One way we know that is that in 2011, we did a very detailed analysis, tens of analyst years, $4 or $5 million worth of effort, called Reinventing Fire, showing how to triple efficiency and quintuple renewables by 2050 in the United States. So you'd get to 2050 with a 2.6-fold bigger economy than 2010, using no oil, no coal, no nuclear, third less gas, paying $5 trillion less, assuming no carbon pricing and no other externalities counted. We value them all at zero, a conservatively low number. And we found this would require no new inventions beyond 2010 state of the shelf, and it would require no acts of Congress, but could be led by business for profit, because dirty energy is not cheaper anymore. And that's without carbon pricing. Obviously, if you had carbon pricing, it would go even faster and better. But I don't agree with those who say that this is essential and we have to wait for it to happen in Congress or nothing else will happen.
So let's give Amory a big round of applause.
Once again, this discussion took place at CoVenture. These were just some of the highlights. CoVenture is a co-working location right here in Carbondale on Main Street. The full interview will be available in the next 2 weeks as an episode of the Aspen Entrepreneurs Podcast and will be available wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Lucas Turner, and you're listening to KD&K.